Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you are well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more relationship stories. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting that like, subscribe, maybe that notification bell too. And let's crack on with today's first story. Now, today's first story comes from That Time She Smiled. It does come with an update, and it's titled, My 24 Male Live-In Girlfriend, 23 Female of 5 Years, Has Made a New Friend, 25 Male. I'm not sure if I should go to his New Year's Eve party. So, morning Reddit. I'm posting this issue I've been dealing with under this new alias account, because who I am and where I live is very easy derivable from some of the posts I made from my main account. I hope that's okay. My girlfriend and I have been together for more than 5 years now. We met freshman year in university and started dating soon thereafter. She finished up her bachelor's and started working freelance in film, the kind where you can watch in a movie theater, while I'm currently finishing up my master's. A little more than a year ago, we moved in together. We've had that plan for a while longer, but decided to go for it when she couldn't live near campus anymore. We're splitting rent 80-20, and I try to chip in as much as possible using the money I'm making doing research for my master's thesis and a side gig here and there. This was her idea. If you need any more background intel to assess my situation described below, feel free to ask. Now, my girlfriend doesn't have a lot of friends. She's always known a few people whom she can hang out with and will hang out with, about 2 times a year or so, but she wouldn't call them her besties. I have a very close group of friends. I've been friends with some of them for over 15 years, and my girlfriend and I see them very often. Either we go over to their homes, or they visit ours, or we hang out elsewhere, etc. I'd like to say that over the years, my friends have become my girlfriend's friends too. About a month or three ago, my girlfriend started working on an independent film which was shot a few hours away from our home. As is usual with other projects she's done, she and the rest of the crew spent the nights on or near the set because they work very long days to get things done. Enter this camera operator, whom we shall call Jake. Jake and the missus have become good friends, and while they closely work together on the film, I thought this was great news and she seemed very happy about making a new friend she can talk to and share things with who isn't my friend too or was my friend first. I was very happy for her until one night she came home and told me she'd like to think of Jake as more than a friend, but that nothing had happened. She was very upset when she told me she might have a crush on the guy, and I could tell she didn't know how to deal with what she was feeling. She went no contact with him for a while, which was logistically easy since their work together on the film was done anyway. During the week or two after that, she was very restless. I'm not sure how to properly describe this as English is not my mother tongue, but I could tell she was sad that she had lost the one good friend she made in a long time. The week after that, a new version of one of her favourite plays was opening in a local theatre, but I couldn't make it because of work. I suggested she take Jake and see it together, since she had mentioned before that he is into things like that as much as she is, all in good faith. This is getting a little long, I'm sorry, it's like I'm writing another thesis. As is tradition in the film industry, when the film is done, there is a party to celebrate. There's two kinds, the premiere party, which is for the crew, their spouses and special guests, and the wrap-up party, which is for crew and special invitees only. Obviously, she went to the wrap-up party as it's a great way to network and land new gigs. She came home crying the day after the party, going on about how she got a little drunk and that something happened between her and Jake. When she calmed down, she told me the two of them had kissed, but that she had stopped in mid-kissed and realised that what she was doing was wrong. Now, I'm all for second chances. So we talked about it for what seemed like a very long day, and she seemed to really regret it. Last week, Jake came over to our place to a party I was hosting. It was very awkward. My best friend, who I always share everything with, picked up on it and asked me multiple times that night if everything was okay. I wasn't sure. Nothing really odd happened that night, but something just didn't feel right. My friend suggested I tell my girlfriend to stop seeing Jake again, but I don't think I can do that again because I forgave her for what happened and very sad the first time she went no contact with the guy. Jake was a very nice guy and he told me that he is hosting a New Year's Eve party, which my girlfriend had mentioned earlier as well. She is very excited about going to that party and she really wants me to come too. I don't know how I feel about this, but we don't yet have any other plans. After my party, I mentioned another end of the year party we were both invited to, but she seemed very sad about not being able to go to Jake's party. She added that her priority was spending New Year's Eve with me and that she didn't want to go to Jake's party without me, but that she would be very sad if we didn't go together. Over the last few days, she has become very pushy about wanting to hear an answer from me about the parties, constantly stressing that she doesn't want to go alone. I'm not really sure what my question is. Writing all the above helped a bit in assessing the entire situation myself. I'm not sure what to do or what to tell her. Reddit, what would you do? Now, I'm going to feel a little harsh in this one with my take on this, but I don't think I am in some ways. You know, she came back and told you she has feelings for this particular person, and then one of her favourite plays was open in the local theatre, and you suggested the person that she has feelings for go with her to this play. Then they kissed, you forgave them, and then you ended up at a party together afterwards. I mean, what the hell's going on here? I feel if I was in that situation, partner came to me and told me that they had feelings for someone else, I wouldn't want them to be around that person anymore. Maybe that just makes me sound insecure or whatever, but it certainly wouldn't make me feel comfortable at all. And then talking about going to another party after all this, it doesn't feel like she's worried about it at all, and she wants to be around this person more than you in some ways. I can't believe Jake had the audacity to turn up to your place to a party after he just kissed your girlfriend. Holy shit. Monteran87 says, the only way to move past this is to completely cut the guy out of both of your lives. Just think of how you feel when she kisses him to wish him a happy new year. Hassan Mia says, and quote, she added that her priority was spending New Year's Eve with me and that she didn't want to go to Jake's party without me, but that she'd be very sad if we didn't go together. Over the last few days, she's become very pushy about wanting to hear an answer from me about the parties, constantly stressing that she doesn't really want to go alone. And then goes on to say, you know what she's saying. She doesn't want to go alone, but if you choose to go to another party, she will go to Jake's party alone. She has feelings for Jake, has cheated on you. I'm all for forgiveness, but this is ridiculous. Cut her loose and find someone that doesn't cheat on you. OP replied and quoted that, then went on to say, I really am afraid of it playing out like this, yes. I'm not ready to just throw everything away. So my reasoning was that it's better to go to the party together than to let her go alone. Femme Krona says, and quote, she told me that she might have a crush on a guy. I suggested she take Jake to see it together. Then goes on saying, why? What were you thinking? And yeah, tell her that you guys are definitely not going to his party and she is not inviting him to your home anymore and she's not to hang out with him in private anymore. If she has to work with him again, she's going to be professional about it, but that's it. If she tries to argue any of these points, tell her to pack her bags. Tails says, you're almost pushing her into an affair. What's the matter with you? It's natural to like someone, but that feeling can fade as you get to know the other person and your feelings for your SO resurface. It could even make your relationship stronger. You apparently read the Man's Guide to Being Cuckolded and added a chapter to it by asking her to take Jake with her to a play or movie. Is that what people do now? Your SO likes someone else and you ask them to get together. Far cry from the days when you got a gun to settle things with one shot. Holy moly. And one more from Sticky Icky 23 says, dude, what the actual fuck? Your girlfriend tells you she has developed feelings for someone, then she made out with him. The mid-kiss bullshit is so implausible, I don't have the words based on her feelings. She wanted it to happen, remember? Then you encourage her to go on a date with the guy. There's forgiveness, then there's being a complete and utter fool. You, my friend, jumped over that line. You're just asking for heartbreak, man, like literally begging for it. She's trying to emotionally blackmail you into going to a party at a guy's house she cheated on you with. Just say that back to yourself and say it out loud because you need to hear how what the fuck that sounds. It's a joke, man. If you let us carry on, so are you. You need this reality check, man. I don't like being this harsh, but you need to sort your act out. Hell no, you should not go to this New Year's Eve party. For all you know, you're walking in on her blowing him in the toilet or worse. You need to tell her that hanging out with someone she has feelings for and that she cheated on you with is not even remotely acceptable. If she questions that, you should question the relationship. I would have already the moment she started pulling this immense amount of bullshit. Seriously, man, grow some balls. Women don't like some damn squib who lets them get walked over. Be assertive, be strong, and stop acting like a pussy. And then there was some relevant information slash comments from OP who said, I posted my reply to this in another poster's reply too. My problem with this is that I know that they will eventually meet each other again at another gig or at another work-related party. Part of my reasoning for not telling her to go no contact again yet is that I don't want them to randomly meet at some party, drink too much, and escalate the entire thing to another level. Is it not better for us if I casually hang out with at his party? Either he or she might back off more because of it. I think I'm just having a hard time coping with the fact that putting my foot down hard here is a reasonable response. This entire thing is new to me and I don't want to be controlling. But as you and other posters keep pressing, maybe a little control is good and reasonable in this situation. And another comment from OP who said, yes, you are reading that right. She started working full-time after getting her bachelor's and I am finishing up my master's degree while working a little on the side. I lived on campus, as did she, but when she graduated, she couldn't live in a student home anymore. It was her idea to move in together. The initial plan was for her to get a flat and the idea to split 80-20. I have a great job lined up when I'm done, so I'm not really sure if this is an issue for her. Could you elaborate on why you think this is related?
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns. Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
So, the first update says, before I say anything else, I really want to thank all of you for your kind and sometimes harsh, but definitely needed, replies to my original post. A few of you recommended I read some books, which I did, and one of you even bought me a copy of a book about being less of a doormat. Thank you all for your help and your understanding answers. Now, onto the current situation we go. We're not going to go to Jake's New Year's Eve party. She understands that I really don't want to see him and that going to his party is totally uncool and will mess up our relationship. She insists that I am her first priority and she doesn't want to lose me. As some of you suggested, I kept asking questions about what really happened because the entire situation was very vaguely described to me. At first she told me she and Jake had only kissed once, but later she admitted to making out with him. A day after that, we were discussing the situation again, and she got very mad when I mentioned the two of them making out. Apparently, that was not what happened after all, but they did kiss multiple times on different occasions, which I honestly find worse than a single makeout session. A few hours later, she told me they were hugging too, but the next morning that didn't happen at all either. When I confronted her about her bullshit, she said she was very drunk and that she didn't remember clearly what happened that night. What I did find out for sure was that apparently some things happened on other nights too. I'm not sure what to think and I'm not sure what to believe. Now that you have my description of our progress, I have to say that I feel like I'm really standing on an imaginary crossroad. She clearly regrets the entire situation and is very upset about not knowing for sure about what happened and about the possibility of losing me all over this. I think we might be able to work things out too. I've been thinking about this a lot and I'm really unsure about everything. I don't want to throw away a multiple year relationship in our house, but I don't want to suck it up and be a doormat again either. There is one thing that is clear to me that needs to happen for me to decide if I want to work on fixing our relationship. She needs to go no contact with Jake. Literally every single one of you posted in my original thread told me this has to happen for things to work out and I agree. My friends feel the same way. Here's the problem. She doesn't. She's sure that she can just be friends with him and he feels the same way. She doesn't feel like it's fair that she has to get rid of a good friendship now that it is just a friendship. While I have you people and my friends to talk about this, she doesn't have anyone to talk about this but me and him. Judging from my last thread, the general opinion is that she cannot see him anymore, and I totally agree. I think we can safely say that he, Jake, doesn't agree with this at all, so she figuratively tied between two running horses. Over the last few days, she started to see my point of view, so I thought we were going to be able to save our relationship after all. However, apparently she talked to her parents about this entire situation last night. They agree with her. I don't understand this at all. They've always liked me, and I cannot understand their reasoning when they say it's unreasonable of me to ask her to stop seeing Jake as a friend. It isn't unreasonable, is it? I feel like she threw away the possibility of them being friends and me being okay with that when she decided to kiss him multiple times. I'm having a very hard time coping with this today, and I don't know what to do. I feel like her parents made her stand her ground even more when I'm standing my ground on the opposite side of the spectrum. We're both not ready to just abandon our relationship either, and I'm not even sure how I can handle breaking up with her if it comes to that. I'm not even sure how to break up with someone. And we do have a final update to this as well. But after everything you've been through, she's still disrespecting your relationship, even turning people against you, her own family. And I guarantee she's manipulating that whole situation. Do you think she really went to her parents and said, oh, I was kissing another man and now, you know, my boyfriend doesn't want me to see him anymore? Hell no, she didn't say that. She just went to her parents and said, my boyfriend doesn't want me to see my friend. Is that fair? You've already said that you don't want to be a doormat. Don't do it. This is really not worth it. After what I've read here, there's no chance you should be together with this person. She doesn't respect you at all. And there was a couple of relevant comments on this one before we do go to that final update. So the comment said, she's friends, meaning she sees him on her and his birthday with one of her exes, and I'm totally fine with that. He was before me, and there's no hard feelings between the two of us. I even like hanging out with him. She thinks it, the relationship with Jake, is no different from being friends with her ex, even though she'll want to spend more time with this guy, and she made out with him while she was in a relationship with me. I need her to see this, because if it isn't, we are done. Like you said, this is totally different. Then another comment says, it is the kissing multiple times things that gets me the most. She wouldn't answer when I asked her if all these kisses happened on that one night or if they all involved being drunk. So I guess we can extrapolate her answers from that. So now let's move on to that final update to find out what happened next. So, we broke up. I feel like shit. She feels like shit too, allegedly. We didn't go to Jake's New Year's Eve party. She understood that going to his party was a no-go for me, so we went to another party hosted by one of my friends. At the party, she was very distant, reclusive, and constantly on her phone to the dismay of the host. I think we all know who she was texting. On our way back from the party, she wanted to leave maybe half hour after midnight. She didn't say a word. When we arrived at our place, she immediately went to bed and stayed in bed, ignoring me until the evening of the first day of the new year. When she finally came downstairs, she told me we needed to talk, and she made it clear that she had no intention of going no contact with Jake, but that meeting him shed some light on some issues she had with our relationship, mostly things I did and didn't do, and that she wanted us to work on those things. She emphasized that Jake and herself were just friends. We broke up when I stood my ground and told her that I had no intention of being in a relationship with three people. Packing a small bag of stuff and leaving to crash at a friend's place while she was crying her heart out on the sofa was the hardest thing I've ever done. Over the last few days, I've moved most of my things to my friend's place and I've spoken to her twice. She's very upset about the entire situation and regrets everything. She even offered to go no contact with Jake after all, but emphasized the fact that it wouldn't matter because he and her are just friends now, and that she'll want to work on our own issues. I'm done. And my friends and family have been very supportive, but I'm having a very hard time coping with it all. One moment I'm glad it is over, and I know I've done the right thing, but the next moment I regret everything and desperately want to make things work out again, despite knowing that things will never be the same. I love this woman so much, and I'm having a very hard time distancing myself from us. Whenever my phone rings, I hope it's her. I constantly slip up and say things like we and my girlfriend, and most of my stuff reminds me of her. I think the best thing to do is for me to go no contact with her, but I miss being together with her so much already and still have a lot of shared things, like the house, we need to take care of. The fact that she's completely ignoring her fling with Jake and seems to blame our breakup entirely on issues in our relationship, which we could have fixed, isn't helping either. If you're still reading, I want to take this moment to sincerely thank you. All of you have helped me get through this situation so much already. If it weren't for all your great advice, I would probably still be stuck in some sort of limbo between being unhappy with her and Jake doing stuff behind my back, and being too afraid to do something about it. And the way she kept, like, you trickle-truthing him in this, and changing her story and various things like that, it was all big red flags to me. You know, she went from kissing to making out and then to multiple kisses. It was all over the place in some points, and it just made me feel like there was more to this as well. You know, it wasn't just kissing in the end. There was probably more to it, and it wouldn't be surprising either. And just the way she totally disrespected the whole relationship. You know, after it was found out, the kissing, she didn't just go, you know, I'm really sorry, I won't meet this person ever again because, you know, it's bad for our relationship. She insisted on meeting this person again and again. Told her parents that, you know, OP almost isolating her from a friend. Well, that's what I'm assuming anyway, because what other option was there? You know, she went up to her parents and said, you know, I've been kissing this other guy and my boyfriend isn't happy with it and doesn't want me to see him anymore. Any parents in their right mind are going to turn around and say, yeah, I can't blame him. You're cheating on him. But now I'm going to turn this one to you guys. What do you guys make of this situation? At what point during that story would be enough for you? When is enough enough? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below. Now, just a huge thank you for spending your time with me today. Getting involved in the stories and the channel in general means the absolute world. And don't forget, at the end of the video, there's going to be a couple of playlists there that you can click in and scroll through all the various videos that we've got on this channel. I think there's well over 1,000 at this point that you can get involved in. Some of them the real old school stuff, so you might want to avoid those. We're talking daddy cringe days. And just a massive thank you to each and every one of you. And I hope I will see you in the next one. Take care, guys. Much love. Wake up, get up, stretch my legs, eat some breakfast, milk and eggs, brush my teeth up, wash my face, throw my clothes on, start my day. Wake up, I can smell the smoke from the bacon. Let's go, see the sun shining from the windows. Okay, I know that today.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.